And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of José Martí, the Cuban revolutionary poet and leader born in Havana in 1853, who helped lead Cuba's struggle for independence from Spain and still considered a great writer in the Spanish language. The song Guantanamera is all about José Martí. I am a sincere man from where the palm tree grows with the poor people of the earth. I want to share my fate. José Martí grew up in Cuba, opposed to the Spanish colonialists. He was put in prison when he was 16 years old, went off to Spain, wrote about the horrors of prison camps, and got a law degree as well, moved to France, then to Mexico. Finally, in 1881, he moved to New York City, where he would spend most of the last years of his life. He wrote for the New York Sun, and he also taught high school Spanish in New York, and he continued to write poetry. And he crusaded for Cuba's independence from Spain. He founded the Cuban Revolutionary Party, living in New York. And in 1895, José Martí decided the time was right for an uprising. He set sail for Cuba, led a band of revolutionaries to liberate the country from Spain. He was killed in an ambush in May, and in his death, he became a great legend. The year before he died, he published the poem A Morir, in which he wrote, "I wish to leave the world by its natural door. In my tomb of green leaves, they are to carry me to die. Do not put me in the dark to die like a traitor. I am good, and like a good thing, I will die with my face to the sun." It's the birthday of the French novelist Colette, born in 1873, best known as the author of Cherie and Gigi in 1945. And it's the birthday of the novelist David Lodge, born in London, 1935, author of many comic novels, The Picture Goers, Ginger, You're Barmy, The British Museum is Falling Down, and his most recent Deaf Sentence, published last year, about a retired academic who is losing his hearing. David Lodge, who said, "A novel is a long answer to the question, what is it about? I think it should be possible to give a short answer. In other words, I believe a novel should have a thematic and narrative unity that can be described." Here's a poem for today by Peter Meinke entitled Everything We Do. Everything we do is for our first loves, whom we have lost irrevocably, who have married insurance salesmen and moved to Topeka and never think of us at all. We fly planes and design buildings and write poems that all say, "Sally, I love you. I'll never love anyone else. Why didn't you know I was going to be a poet?" The walks to school, the kisses in the snow, gather as we dream backwards, sweetness with age. Our legs are young again, our voices strong and happy. We're not afraid, we don't know enough to be afraid. And now we hold hidden, hopeless, the hope that someday she may fly in our plane, enter our building, read our poem. And that night, deep in her dream, Sally, far in darkness, in Topeka, with the salesman lying beside her, will cry out our unfamiliar name. Everything We Do, a poem by Peter Meinke. From Liquid Paper, New and Selected Poems, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.